What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Brianna Perry, BP. What's good, ladies?
Hey, girl.
We're going to have some fun with you today, Brianna
Perry. Yes, we're going to have fun.
I feel awkward because your mom is here.
Don't.
Because Kiki with
that's
the shits.
That's our homegirl, though. We love
she,
Kiki.
She with the shits.
She more raw than all of us. But you have an album coming out?
Yes, Fortune Cookie.
Fortune Cookie. So you'll be excited to know that I looked up some Fortune Cookie sayings.
Ooh,
Angela is
our
cute.
Little Fortune
yeah,
Cookie.
Yeah, little Fortune Cookie. Okay, so... You know, a lot of times they tell you to add in bed.
Yes.
To the end of the saying in the fortune cookie. All right.
Oh, I never heard that.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you
I never
know
heard
how
that either.
You read the fortune and then you add in bed to the end?
No.
For instance, others admire your flexibility.
In bed. In That's bed. Me.
Oh. You're supposed to add in bed to the end.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that all the time now. Thanks, Ange.
I'm so sure that you're very flexible, Brianna.
Really?
I could tell by your social media.
Oh, yeah?
Don't tell me you're not flexible, girl.
I might have a couple tricks.
I can do a little split or something, you know.
I can do a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
She went up to 100.
Listen, yeah. That's a full 1, 2 right there that they count. That's yes. all you need.
All right, let me give you another one. Every exit is an entrance to a new experience.
In bed.
Yo,
this is genius.
I never knew that.
This
I
is
can't
great.
Believe I never heard this.
Never.
No.
That's you, an Asian people thing. We didn't get let in.
No, In bed. So is there things in, you know, that you never thought you would do that you tried in bed?
Me? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just ask
Brianna, we're going to start with you.
Okay, wait. What's this first before we... Okay.
Cheers.
I'm trying something.
Congratulations.
Oh, do my eliminate.
Congratulations, my fortune cookie.
Okay.
Yes, congrats. Fortune cookie. Yes. And I just want to say that, you know, I spend a lot of time in the 305. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Big Bro.
Yes.
E-Class.
Yes.
And I listen to, thanks to him, I told you already, but I'm telling everybody yes. else. I listen to a lot of your music this past summer, and mm-hmm. if half of what I heard
yes.
is on Fortune Cookie...
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Out of here.
I think, where was it? Rolling Loud. I think you had just
yep.
heard it.
Yeah.
And you was like, man.
As soon as I saw you, I couldn't wait. Oh, my God.
She was like,
I was
man.
So excited.
So I'm so excited to finally be putting it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I've been
yeah,
working.
Yeah, because that was what, May.
Yeah. So yeah. it's like, it's out. It's here. It's happening. At this yes. point, it's happening.
Yes. Congratulations.
Fortune Cookie. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
and you made this trip to New York kind of last minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything low key kind of be last minute. It's like we living on the edge. You don't know. I like it. It keep life interesting. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like about her? Like, she's always been very grounded. As far as like, you're like, okay, look, I'm doing this music thing, but I'm still going to school.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still trying to do this.
Uh-huh.
And you always been real chill and cool to everybody.
Yeah. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personality.
How does that happen? Because I know in this business, people turn into yeah, a people whole get different animal.
I think I just seen too much. I seen a lot. And mm-hmm. I seen a lot early. And I seen a lot of do's and don'ts. Seen a lot of people come in the game one way, get some success or get some hype, get some attention, get big headed, lose it all, have to go back to square one. I've seen a lot. So mm-hmm. it made me move different. But I be me and myself though. Okay. I'm a chill person. I don't like doing too much.
I know your DMs be crazy.
Why?
Because you be thirsty.
I've
been
on the road, but
you be in your little workout.
Don't try to play
your little sports bra with your skin all glistening.
She's like, what else I'm going to wear?
I be working out.
You be all tight spandex with the skin glistening. I know them DMs be popping, girl.
And look, like when it. I first met Brianna, I'd be looking at it. I'd be like, whoa, oh my God, I feel like I shouldn't see this.
I feel like, yeah, I was such a baby.
Yes.
I think I was even more quieter when we first met, which is, yeah, I have like...
You've evolved.
Have you ever gotten like something crazy from somebody that was a celebrity and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this person just sent me a message?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. Who? I won't say who. I get dumb.
I'm joking.
Honestly, I get dumb shit.
Yeah.
I could curse, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, no, I get dumb shit.
Like what?
Aggie turned, like, it's.
You get a lot of dick pics?
Yeah.
She do. Oh my God.
What do y'all like getting dick pics?
No,
I don't.
Hate
okay,
it.
I thought I don't like getting I don't like getting dick pics.
I shouldn't have said that. It depends on what the dick looked like.
Because now you already get enough. You're going to get way more now saying you're on mine.
Yes.
I know. Well, it depends on what it looks like. Some of them are awful.
No, it's like, if they be random too, it be like, whoa. I will disappear on you. I will have you feeling real crazy about your dick because.
Oh, so they're not random. It's people you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
It'd be like, ooh, now I'm going missing. Now I'm not talking to you. Now you like, Did you not like the picture?
So it'll be out of nowhere. I didn't ask just for that, like, sir. Here's a dick pic. Like,
the same way we would send a cute little selfie, they send in a cute little dickie.
That's their selfie to your phone. That's only happened to me once. That's and I told dickie. Angela. I was like, I liked the guy too at first. And then you just turned off. The fucking thing. I'm like, why would he do this?
Because he thought you wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm. I felt, I was like, why?
We never even talked about it. Right.
It's like, we're not even having a sexual conversation.
Ever.
I never even told you I like you.
He was trying to start a sexual conversation.
But if it was, okay, so if it was a sexual conversation.
Major curve.
Oh, his dick was curved?
Dick, right.
No.
To the left or right?
Major curve.
It was a major curve after.
After
major curve alert.
Curves ahead. Be careful. You got to sit a certain way.
You got to slow down.
I can't.
So if it was a guy you were dating and he sent a dick pic, would it be a problem?
It depends.
What'd it look like?
It depends. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because I'm more like an in-person kind of person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need no dick pic from
but me. Maybe he wants you to see it.
I'm going to see you when I see you type of thing.
That's how I feel.
I'm like, I'm working. I be working. Okay. I be having to be focused. My mind, I don't want to be chasing my bag throughout the day. And then
he's trying to catch you while you in the stew so you can rap about it. I think it's sweet if it's somebody you're dating, send a dick pic.
Nah, you have to. Like, if I'm sending you something and you're my boyfriend
that's different.
Don't send me a dick pic.
Women and men are different. Like, we can be somewhere and it's like we thinking about you here, like you over where you at, why is that even out, like what you got, I'm not there,
what are you doing?
So why are you whipping out?
What if it's at night and y'all doing like some FaceTime shit and do you
need to stick it on FaceTime?
Now see, that's a little different.
Let me start asking the questions. I just want to ask y'all.
No, but that's a little different though. Like if we are seeing each other, dealing with each other that way, and we on FaceTime and you decide to be naked and I see your dick, that's one thing.
Don't be just naked on FaceTime.
I'm always
weird.
I'm always naked though. So
no, not you.
I'd
rather control the picture. Like I'd rather be able to, cause think about it, a motherfucker could screenshot you real quick. Right. So I'd rather make myself look
get
nice
my filter
and good
right
and get together before you got me looking crazy. And you gotta look at this picture. First of all, if you put your face in it, you're damn fool. Right, or you just want it to be
filter
out.
Filter your pussy. Yeah. You filter your pussy?
No. You don't gotta filter your pussy now, but you just gotta take the angle. You feel me? Think about it. You take a picture from the wrong angle, you're gonna look crazy, right? No matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what you kind of I don't want my pussy at the wrong angle. Like I'm at the wrong angle. You screenshot now. I'm saying looking baggy on one side. I don't know what it would
baggy
be.
Baggy on one side.
I don't know what it would be. Like,
one side saggy, the other side.
One side tight, the other side just look like this.
You know what
like,
though? If you don't have your face in it, you could say anybody's pussy.
Yeah, that's
not
much.
Not if he's seen it.
He don't know.
They don't know what they look like.
They have no idea.
Yes, they do. Pussies look different. I've never seen a porno.
You can
that
send somebody
like
else's that looks like yours, and it's not yours.
But how do you search?
But how
my
do you
pussy?
Find it? How do you find it?
Right.
Pussy because that looks like mine. And
let me Google that right now. No. Hold on.
Yo, if something
because,
pops
you know,
up, the government ain't
there's
shit.
There's the closed ones where you know everything is held inside, and you know you gotta like bust it open in order to see what's going on. And then there's the open ones where not. I'm talking about the no, not where it's falling out, but where like the clit is exposed, like it's not really hidden in between the lips, like you know what I'm saying.
The
so,
curtains,
mine is
the curtains. No,
the
not that
I
way.
Like, this
but,
is like science. This is health class.
You know,
I'm
not trying to look at
there's
mad
the bloom,
pussies.
There's a bloom
oh,
flower.
Look like mine.
And then
that's
there's an unbloomed flower.
There go your pussy right
that's
there.
That's not mine.
Wait, what did you call it?
The bloomed flower and the unbloomed flower.
It's a fucking diet. It's a drawing. First of all, I picked a drawing. Like this is look at Angela's pussy.
Angela got a cartoon pussy. Somebody drew it.
This one looks
I'm not bad. I was pussy. Drawn this way.
Why does this one look like a sweater?
That is a sweater.
Yo, please, what did you Google though?
So. Pussy that look like mine. I cannot. In bed.
Oh my God.
What if somebody sent you a picture of another dick and it wasn't there?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what my pussy look like.
What?
I know what my pussy look like.
Like,
I know what mine's look
you,
like.
You can't, like spot too. Your pussy out
somebody,
of a
lineup. No, I could not pick my
can
pussy out of a lineup.
Can you spot your man's dick out of a lineup? Will you be able to look at six dicks and be like, that's my nigga dick right there?
It depends.
I could.
You couldn't?
I can. I said, oh. I could. I could definitely
so I don't know.
Look at my man's dick and know that it's his.
Take a picture of your pussy and look at it yourself then, because you should know what your pussy looks
you
like.
You really should.
I never took a picture.
You got it.
Why does this pop up? Or put like the hand mirror down there.
Oh my God.
Yo, this shit is getting worse and worse. Damn, that bitch is going in.
She going in.
You got to show the camera that shit.
Now, have you ever been with a guy who masturbated in bed with you?
Oh my God, that's like offensive.
What's the point of that?
That's offensive.
I'm offended at this point.
Really? It's like smacking.
Because I feel like guys like for us to masturbate in front of them.
That's really? Different.
Damn.
They no equal ask. Opportunity?
No, not in I'm that. Not then. No.
I think a guy will ask you that, but you don't just ask a guy.
I'm
going to
think
like
a guy is a whole weirdo if he starts masturbating in front of me.
Really?
Why are you doing that, sir? I have a whole wet mouth and an even wetter pussy. Why are you grabbing it
period?
With your hand?
Or
my mouth
tired?
Is still wet and my
still
pussy
wet.
Is even
what
wetter.
If you're tired?
Okay. Who
I don't never
get tired?
Tired.
Who get tired
get
of that?
Tired. You can't never be that tired. You got to have sex with your man to do something because somebody else will. They ain't tired. There's bitches out there that
don't get tired.
And some guys enjoy masturbating.
Really?
You yes. masturbate when you don't got
they
no...
They enjoy masturbating more than
over, a exactly.
Yes. No, they might want to masturbate, and isn't that what the whole Superman song was by Soulja Boy?
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now watch me.
I thought it meant just coming on her face or some shit. I didn't know that it was...
I didn't
wait,
even
but
know
but
that.
I'm I thought, the in my head.
I thought it right. meant that he's going to come, right. come on you, and then that she stick to you like a cape, like Superman.
Yo, oh, I'm not.
Where are you coming up with all these things? I didn't know.
I be Googling stuff.
You know what, Angela? Google is not your friend.
Clearly.
And you seen a fat bitch lifting a barbell. So I don't know.
She was thrusting and lifting at the same
yeah,
time.
I don't know what the fuck that was. You not dating anybody right now?
What do you mean?
I don't ever see you post nobody.
Did I
catch you know how she is because she said, what do you mean?
Yeah. You know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. Dating.
What do you mean?
Relationship.
What does dating mean?
What do you mean? You think no. people out here just like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? People are lonely? Dating out here?
She always gets on me about that. Post. You think that, let me flip this. You think that people should post?
No, I'm just asking because I've never seen you do it.
You've never seen a lot of people not post.
Angela doesn't post, FYI.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
I took that page out of Angela's book.
Okay, ooh. All right. Put it. So you are dating somebody.
What?
Yes, actually.
Because I'll talk about my boyfriend, but I'm saying, you know, I don't post.
No, not even. Like, even if you don't have a boyfriend, you're probably still dating. Like, what do you consider dating?
Everybody.
You think somebody's
talking to guys, going out on dates.
You think that somebody's
yeah. Damn. All we did was ask if you were in a relationship.
You would fight. You would fight.
Like, you know, living. Like, you think somebody's going through life, like, come on, that's loneliest.
What if your man
some
was like, yo, what if he posts you?
No, L'Oreal, let me tell you something. Everybody got somebody.
And everybody
got somebody. Exactly.
Even if you think they don't.
Uh-huh. Everybody got somebody.
I know some girl
to a certain degree
that don't have nobody.
Well, that's sad for them, but everybody has somebody that they're either talking to, texting, sexting, having sex with, in a relationship with.
Okay, so fuck buddies. Being somebody's side bitch is having somebody.
You got somebody to call when you want to fuck. That's
yeah. how
somebody.
He's with his wife or girlfriend or whatever.
But y'all still,
but
got
y'all still have a relationship.
Some guys, side bitch take priority over there.
A
wife.
Lot of niggas side bitch take priority.
That's crazy. So, ooh, you know, I got a record called Side Bitch. Yeah, featuring boy Paul Greasy. Y'all make sure y'all listen to that.
Tell us
give
a little
us
bit.
The concept.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Tell us.
It's pretty much just giving you like free game. Like if you think your man is cheating or you think your girl is cheating, we just telling you how it's going.
Mm-hmm. We just so telling give you us some of the tips.
Your man coming home real late. He aggravated. He probably mad with his side bitch. Like she probably
taking it out on you.
He taking it out on you.
I thought the whole point of a side bitch was you're not supposed to be mad. It's like.
Nah, bitches.
When she start acting
they
up,
they get mad at they side bitches.
Yeah, when she start acting up, now you gotta feel it.
You know why they get mad at they side bitches? Because they side bitches be acting like she free to do whatever she want and they ain't trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, they be really wanting like two girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two main ladies. Main
yeah,
main
like
ladies.
How you mad at your side main bitch ladies. For living life?
Nah, they be mad. And they be mad at the bitch. They be mad at you. They be mad at every motherfucker.
They be mad at everybody.
And
but
then
not
they got
mad
a third
themselves.
Side bitch. And they mad at that bitch too.
Right. Crazy.
All right, give us some more game.
Should I really give away all that game?
Yeah.
It's not fortune cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What y'all think? Y'all give me some tips.
You know what? Well, I got a question. Somebody slid in my DMs. It was a woman. And she said to me that...
She was coming to you as a woman because...
She was coming to me as a woman.
No, I was joking.
She was coming to me as a woman.
Damn, this really happened. I was joking.
Nah, yeah. This is what she was saying. There was a
as
question.
As soon as somebody started that, with that shit, that's some bullshit.
It's no, like, it was
get
a question.
Get your ass
as a
woman. You better
y'all
go to him.
I would never respond.
Yeah.
But no, she wanted...
Oh my God, somebody did that to me before. And it was so funny. Like, I had never had nothing like that happen to me before.
Somebody came to you as a woman?
Yes. this.
And what did they say?
No, she didn't. She came as a little girl. It was real childish.
She came as a little she
was
bitch.
She was on that other side on Instagram. You know, the side you don't know, you don't follow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
First of all, her nigga's mad thirsty. I never even entertained him or nothing. But long story short, this was so funny to me. Like, she's like, I'm going through my man's phone, and I just want to let you know. We ain't even had no text thread, but he had me save as, like, Miami Baddie or something like that.
Oh, okay. So holla, Miami Baddie.
She was like, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm his girl. Like, it was on some, I don't remember verbatim, but it was real goofy. I was just like, yo, check that.
Right.
I'm like, just little girls, like, check that.
Why do girls get mad at the
Listen,
women?
I had a girl
she was like, I don't know
DM
if you know
me
I
and
don't.
Ask me like, to block her boyfriend.
No.
She was like, can you please block my boyfriend because he likes all your pictures and he's always on your page and if you block him, then he won't be able to see you no more. So I blocked her instead.
Come on, girl.
No, damn. A nigga will have you out here looking real
goofy.
Desperate and dumb.
As
you
goofy.
Five. Yeah.
You think that's going to stop, girl?
Nothing. It's not going
to
stop.
It's crazy to
First
me
First of all, my
girls...
page is open, so all he got to do is go to Instagram.com. And
you fucking still see it, shit.
So I'm blocking you, girl.
It's crazy that girls will be mad at you even though you're not paying attention to their dude, but be mad that their dude likes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they insecure.
You're like, that's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want
But him. What I was saying was the girl slid in. She basically said that every relationship she gets into, the guy turns her into the side bitch. And she's like, I'll be doing everything. I'm not even that kind of girl. I might have fucked with 3-4 guys in my life, but they all always make me the side bitch. So she basically was asking me, like, what do I do to make sure that, like, I don't get put in that role each and every time. She like, they call me up late night. That's the only time. She like, I do everything.
If you don't like that, you don't answer. If that's you it, like exactly. it,
you gotta
answer.
Be a little tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you...
You can't let people put you in a place that you don't want to be. You got to put your foot down and make
sure
that...
you got to just be in control.
Yeah.
Like, if you cool with that, if you like that, then hey. But if you don't like it, you in control. Like, you don't have to answer.
Guys like a challenge. We like a challenge, too.
We love a challenge.
Yeah.
I do. I have, like, a sassy mouth. So if somebody can, like... really get me is be like, ooh, okay.
Be like, dang, ain't pick up the phone in 3 days. Oh, no, you don't know that.
No, that's not.
You can stay gone. You go home for 3 days, you try to come back, bye, nigga.
Wherever you was, day 1 and 2.
About face.
Go back to that motherfucker.
Go back.
Have you ever gotten mad at the other girl, even though it wasn't really her fault, it was more his fault? Because I feel like we have a tendency to do that.
Really?
How do you, no, like, we be beefing with chicks. Over a dude that
I'm so like, don't ask me questions like this because my thinking is really messed up.
We want
to
hear
when it come to like certain stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll get mad. I'll be mad at the. It's like, damn, I'm mad because you disrespected me and you tried me, and then it's like she's a whack bitch too. Like I'm mad at that more than anything. Like I'll be just.
Has anybody ever fucked with a chick that wasn't a whack bitch and you have to be like, well, she kind of fly. Cause they always a whack bitch to us. It don't matter who it is.
Nah, cause ain't nobody gonna be you, so they are a whack bitch.
Everybody's a whack bitch. It don't matter who it is. You'd be like, you fuck with Oprah, that whack bitch.
She broke. She ain't got
broke ass Oprah over me.
Nah, but let's keep it real. Oprah got money, but my nigga, if you fucking her over me, something wrong with your eyes.
Hey, no, but if you got, let me tell you, you got good friends. If you got good friends, your friends will pom pom anything you say. They'd be like, she ain't really got nothing.
She act like she got all that money. Her money tied up and shit.
Her money tied up. She
networks.
It's all assets. It's all assets.
That bitch a scammer.
You know, own ain't make shit in the first 3 years.
That's why the bitch selling
you
suit.
You find a way to break the girl down. Like, no matter. You
and that's high. What your friend's supposed to do.
Yeah, good
matter. They better come up with other things.
Imagine your man cheat on you. Your friend be like, well, she cute. I can see why.
I might not talk to you for a
bitch,
whole
bitch, we gonna fight. Now I'm gonna fight you.
So what you trying to say?
If your friend show you a picture of a girl and she actually kind of cute,
no, you got
ain't bad.
To lift your friend up.
You
gotta lift her up.
You be like, I can tell she got a hairy pussy.
She dry.
Dry as fuck.
I can look at her and tell she can't suck dick.
Ain't no niggas commenting underneath her shit. Only bitches.
Nobody wants her. And I always feel like guys always come back, right? Like, any guy that does you wrong, at some point he does try to come back.
They always come back.
They boomerang. They do.
They always come back. They always come back to everybody, dog.
They coming back to you. They coming back to her. They coming back to her.
They always come. Keywords. C-U-M.
Back.
That part.
On they back.
Ooh. That part.
Well.
All right. Now, L'Oreal, you had tweeted something the other day. Let's just say that somebody your cool with starts dating someone you hate. Mm-hmm. And you said, we can't be friends after that.
Ever. I don't fuck with you. If you date somebody that I hate, like, and I don't fuck with at all, and you know that we... Never. I'll never be cool with you.
Yeah.
Maybe after you done dating them.
By association.
Yeah. Yeah. But then now you look like them too to me. Y'all starting to look alike.
Yeah.
So fuck you and fuck the bitch or whoever. Like,
fuck your life.
Nigga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck your life.
Is it important to you that a guy gets along with your mom?
Yeah. I mean, respect. Respect. Mm-hmm. My mom is, she's so funny and she's so cute. And she loves me so much.
Yeah, she does.
And she's so overprotective. And she never likes anybody. But the thing is, the people that she do like, it always be the wrong people.
That's fucked up. Like, she, who? Like, what kind of people?
That's some people wrong. That you guys know. Mm-hmm. They be the wrong people, though. But she be liking them.
What makes them wrong?
They be having a lot going on.
She don't know that part of them, though.
She know. Maybe. I don't know. Do she? I don't know. She be like, give blind another to chance. She, I think that if I'm into the person, then she just be like... Mm-mm. I don't like him.
But if you aren't,
then she like him.
Then she'd be like, oh,
give him a chance.
He's a nice guy. Live a little.
Have you ever lived
a little
and been like, all right, I'm going to give him a chance because my mother really liked
him. I gave somebody a chance because it was somebody she liked.
And how'd it work?
It was dry.
Right.
Yeah.
You like, Ma, you date him.
Yeah, it was dry. She'd be making excuses.
Waiting to exhale.
She'd be making excuses and all. But I don't know. But it is important that it be respect. Like, I'm never going to let nobody disrespect my mother. And I'll just be hoping. I'll be like, he's not that bad. And I'll just try to get her to like
What him. About guys in the industry? How do you feel about that? Would you rather date somebody who's in it or not in it?
Honestly, probably somebody who's not in it. I don't know. Industry people be weird. You don't think so?
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be weirdos.
Hello.
It'd be cool. We'd be like, yeah, let's get that feature. But after that, I don't want to feature on nothing else with you.
I don't want to feature on you. Yeah, you have to realize people be mad fake.
Yeah.
Super.
Mm-hmm. I like just real men, like real niggas.
Yeah.
I don't like.
We all like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really like people who put on. I don't. Industry people, they got to put on. They be about too many things. They got egos and images. I mean, that's any man, though. But I feel like in the industry, it's a little bit more.
Because they're under the microscope and they putting on for the people. Because they feel like the people are always watching, so they have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's like, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Character.
What do you think about moving too fast? Like, what is moving too fast nowadays?
I've moved too fast once before. It was fun. It was like a roller coaster.
Yeah, I was about to say, you get caught up in a whirlwind.
Like, yeah,
it was so fast and it was so fun and then it was so done. I was like, oh,
okay. Oh really? Like,
right, when we got off the ride.
Yeah. I'm all, woo.
You know, you dizzy.
You know how you look when you get off a roller
coaster. Let me go back and look at the picture. You know that one picture they catch you and you like,
can't even walk straight.
I looked like I came off a death drop. It was crazy. It was fun, though. I mean, it was experience.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's how we have to look at life. Like, sometimes shit is just fun. Yeah. Like, even if it didn't kill you, you good.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a lesson learned.
Got on my body parts.
Right. But I feel like sometimes...
Write a song about it.
They be, like, together in 1 week, and then you're, like, they're engaged, and you're like, nah, y'all motherfuckers just really met, like, underneath a month. I feel like when it comes to that moving that fast, yeah. I think it gets a little too crazy.
I didn't move that fast as far as... I was being called wife and all that, but it wasn't no ring and all of that.
Don't call me wife if I ain't got no ring.
Exactly.
I think that word is so loose nowadays.
Wifey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
my queen.
Look,
my wife.
What you call it? Nipsey just called Lauren London his wife, and now everybody was under her comment. She's like, no, guys, I did not get married. Right. Leave the fuck alone.
Oh, I see.
But I will say, in their defense, they have a child together. They've been together for a while.
Close
They're very
to a
cute
wife.
Together. So, yeah.
That's different.
In that circumstance.
That's
but
different.
You'll
but
have
not
a guy
like
that
I just
you
met
for 30
you
days
my wife.
Calling you wife.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like it's so loose now, that term. Super loose.
Love is loose, though, now. I don't know. It's a lot of fake love.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in love?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she might still be in love now.
Oh, my God. I feel like she asks me, like, questions, and it always be like,
You been in love, girl?
You feel like she know.
Yeah. Of course.
And what happened? You still in love?
Life happened.
Mm-hmm.
Life happened.
What does that mean?
Life happened. What do you mean? I like to feel like, what do you mean? What do
like,
I mean?
You know, I feel like do you feel like love is a permanent thing? Like, if you love somebody, you always love them?
You know, I think sometimes love can shift. Like, you can probably, it's like, I loved you romantically. I loved you. And then it's like, when the relationship is over, it's kind of like, yeah, I still love you, but I don't love you.
I'm not
in love with you. I don't want to be with you, but I wish nothing but the best for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see no harm come your way. If something ever happened to you,
I'll be at your funeral.
I'll be at your funeral. Yes. I might even give a eulogy. I might even speak, but
I might even shed a tear, damn it.
That's how you know it's real love.
Yeah.
Because when it's not real, like, say I've said I love you to somebody before that, now I don't give a fuck what happens to that nigga. Like, I don't want him to die because I don't want anybody to die, but, like, I don't give a fuck with if he jumped off a bridge, I wouldn't even know.
How would I know?
I wouldn't
care. In the news.
I mean, maybe in the news or maybe nobody would care. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But that, to me, that just means I didn't really love him. Like, but I feel like a guy that I really did love, I still feel a kind of way.
I feel like it was people I thought I loved, but then it was like it passed. It's like, nah, that wasn't
that you wasn't look back at it love. Like, I ain't
but anybody who I've ever said like I love you and like I meant it, like I still it, I still love them.
That's that's that makes sense.
Yeah, cause sometimes in retrospect we look back like, I don't think I really loved him.
I look back like, oh nah, that was lust. Wow.
Or you, sometimes you say it back only because they say it, or the person
to
says
be nice.
It. And then you're like, maybe I do love him, and because he loves me, so we must love each other.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll be like, nope, never loved him. Like, bullshit.
Yeah. Now tell us some more things on the album besides the Side Bitch song. What else is on Fortune Cookie?
Man, so I got The Monkey Business featuring Offset. The energy on that record is crazy.
That's
I got Scammers on there featuring Gunna. That was
Scammers.
Yes.
Do you like Scammers?
I mean, I've never dated a scammer.
But you know
But you mean as a person?
I definitely bought shit from scammers.
Now that's something different.
You gotta support that black market.
Right. Support black owned businesses.
Black owned businesses.
I don't even know who you are. Whose idea is this? Like, I can't trust
Yes.
But I'll take a discount. I will take a discount.
Yes. So many bangers. So many bangers. I got a joint on there. Couldn't Love Me. I got Collins. So many records.
Now, listen, I see a lot of people telling Cardi she should take off. Set back.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about me, I don't speak on. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, have you ever taken somebody back who cheated on you?
Yeah, I have. I have.
And what happened?
I did it for maybe an immature reason, but I did think that they were sorry. Mm-hmm. But I, moving forward, like I still could never forgive them for what they did because they went far.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just cheat; like they went really far.
But they had a whole relationship.
It's the level of disrespect.
They had a whole something, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go too far in it because I don't want to bring light or make nobody feel
But you know what it is. I'm gonna say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a respect level. You cheat. But when you cheat and you cross that level of respect, that's just like, how dare you? You know, you cross the level of respect that if I did it to you, you'd be ready to chop my head off. Then that's when you got to take a step back and be like, do I really want to move forward with this situation?
I know it's like we young, we out here, we living. I could take a lot of things, but I can't take disrespect.
Right.
Don't disrespect me. Don't humiliate me. Like, I'll be around. I'm always around a lot of guys, and I know what really be going on.
Right.
But it's just like, yo, I'm never supposed to know about X, Y, and Z ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I feel like when guys get away with, like, one thing, then they do the next thing, then they push it a little further.
Yeah.
And then I think that when it gets so far, they start disrespecting, and it's not even blatant. And I'm not, like, taking up for nobody.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're just like, let me try to disrespect this bitch. It's like, well, she ain't catch me all this time, so I might as well go a little further.
They just
push
the limit.
That's the thing. Now I'm gonna take a picture with the bitch because she ain't see what she posted in the car.
I be threatening my niggas.
That's how it be.
They kind of threats.
I'm crazy.
Right. You
don't
know I know
me,
people.
I'm crazy.
Don't date me.
Date me. I'm crazy.
I'll get them Zoes.
Right.
Them scammers.
Keith Way gonna run up on
them scammers.
Out of jail.
We pulling up in the all black.
Now, is there somebody you feel like, looking back, is the one who got away?
Nah.
She said, let them stay right where they at. Nah. Okay?
I'm good.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Somebody sent this to the email, right?
Okay.
So she said, I really like some advice. I've been in a relationship with a really sweet guy for almost a year and he treats me so well. Mm-hmm. He's considerate and will do anything for me, but I can't quite seem to treat him the way he treats me.
Aww.
I don't think I love him, but I'm afraid to hurt him. And even worse, I'm afraid I won't find anything better. Like, this could be my husband and I don't want to let that possibility go and start over with someone else. Please keep this anonymous. What do you think?
What's her name?
Oh, man. She's in a... Dang, he's not the one then for her.
Right.
He don't give her that spark that...
Dang. You know how sometimes you meet somebody, though, and you're like, that's not for me, and then you end up liking them?
Yeah, but it's been a year, though. I mean, when is it going to start?
Right. And it seems like she's only around him because he treats her so nice. I'm
gonna
tell you selfish.
When it's gonna start. I know exactly when it's gonna start.
When
he marries the next girl,
when he just the shit out of her.
Knows. And
why do we like to be treated so badly?
That's what it is. She when she sees him happy with somebody else, she's
then she
gonna
is gonna
like,
click with her.
She's gonna be like, I love him.
It's gonna be too late.
And she's never gonna find nobody. She's gonna have cats and shit and be like mad big in the house by herself. Because you can't. That's gonna be her karma. Because what are you looking for? You don't even know what you're looking for. This guy is good.
Laurie, you ever think there's somebody who got away?
Nah, I would think that I'm the person that got away for some people.
Bingo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that, and I've had like guys call me, or I've even ran into some guys that have like been like, "You were the best at, you know, da 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 da," and then I'm just like, "I know."
You know what it is? It's timing. You know,
super. I agree with that.
Yeah, super. It's timing. It's like you were the best for me and I didn't realize it. And it's like the whole thing of you don't realize what you have until you don't have it anymore, until it's gone. You know, then they start to realize like, damn, she was the one, or damn, I should have done better, or damn, I should have did what I had to do to keep her.
Right.
And it's way too late because I've moved on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like.
And even if I didn't move on, I'm not going back to you. So that's the point. You should have realized what you had when you had it. So. Mm-hmm. Moving on to me is like I didn't got married, and I feel like if somebody is not married and all that, you they're still like attainable. You're single until you're married, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, so there's some guys who think that like you're mine forever, even if I get married and you get married and we with different
that's
people.
That's just disgusting.
Some people do think that because they're sick.
Yeah, some guys are thinking disgusting. That they be like feeling some type of ownership.
Right.
I've had that, and then it's like they see you moving on, and they be real mad, real like mad. Mm-hmm. It's like
stay mad.
Stay mad.
Stay mad so you ain't got to get mad.
But you had to do
when you
had it.
Stay mad so you ain't got to get mad, though.
Stay mad so you got to get mad. I like that.
Now, why is the album called Fortune Cookie?
So the album's called Fortune Cookie because the cookie's worth the fortune.
Hey,
let me tell you something. And she talks that shit.
She know what her cookie look like, goddamn.
She talks so much.
And you very fortunate.
Listen, it's a whole lot of one-liner caption quotables that Brianna didn't spit on this album. Yeah. Well, at least from what I heard. I don't know exactly what's on the album from what I heard. Yeah. But she was talking that shit. I told you when I saw you.
Yeah,
shit, bitch.
And I just feel like, you know, you get a message in a fortune cookie. And I feel like when people press play, they open it up, everybody's gonna get a message. They might get something different, but they all will walk away like with a message from it, depending on like where they at in their life. So
in bed.
Yeah, in bed.
In bed for sure.
How you feel about the fact that, like, I know this is totally off topic, but like, how you feel about the fact that you've been doing this since you like were two to right since forever, and then you have some people that are just like woke up yesterday and was like, oh, my boyfriend's gonna write me a rap, and now
I'm viral.
You know, how do you feel about that?
I try not to even think about it, because it's just like, you know, everybody blessing is different, and the game is always changing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's just like where the game is at right now. So I just try to just run my own race and just stay focused.
Don't compare yourself to nobody
ever.
Else. I think.
It's like everybody got a different path, and they reason for going, and what's pushing them is different for me. Like, I really enjoy the music, and I really enjoy creating, and like, it's different for me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just about the hits with me, like the clicks, or it's different. Like, I enjoy the music part. So that's why I just stay like passionate. I stay focused.
Are you open to writing for them though? Are you open to writing for
them? Of course, baby. Yeah, that publisher.
Like, that
publisher don't stop.
Because they looking for writers, I'm sure.
You think other women are supportive of you?
I think so. I think some. Not all.
Trina loves you.
Trina loves you a lot.
She's such a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Some, but not all. Mm-hmm. But like secure women are. Secure women support me and they celebrate me.
Listen, as soon as they said Brianna's coming in town, I was like, okay, let me shift some things around and figure out how we could get her on the show.
I'm so happy I'm
here. Yes, girl, I'm late for work right now because you're here.
Look at that.
I was like,
We actually switched things around because Cece was like, I got to be there for Brianna.
Yes, y'all my girls. Yep. This is a moment right here. Definitely a moment.
I'm glad you definitely came on here and did this, because I was telling you I used to watch you on the reality show that you had.
Would you do TV again, reality?
I think, yeah, I would. Like, for the right situation, I would, because it was cool.
I think you and your mom, y'all would make a good show together. Right. Like sure. Her life and your life.
She's crazy. Like, she's crazy. Like, people don't really see.
Sometimes you be like her mom.
Yeah, I think that's
a lot of people don't get, like, that's my daughter. Yeah. That's my daughter.
Kiki, if you don't stop, come on, Zoe.
I'll be like, back straight, walk, okay? Fix your shoe, fix your jacket, come on. Now, don't say that.
Are there some secrets that you should keep from somebody that you're dating, you feel like, or is everything an open book?
It depends on how serious the relationship is. Like, if
somebody
you
might want to marry.
If you're being serious, I think so. Yeah. If it's not a serious relationship.
Because there might be some things you feel like I'll just never tell.
Depends on the person. I'm kind of like open book, though. Mm-hmm. I try not to really keep too much.
Because sometimes it'd be their feelings, too. Like, you don't want to tell somebody certain
things. Yeah, I don't like hurting people's feelings, but then I try to be open book because...
What if he's like, did anybody else ever bust on your face? You got to be like, no, you're the first one.
No, for real? You a lie?
You should.
I know that ain't true.
I've never done this before.
I know.
I'm just saying, like,
I've never done
this
before,
like that,
but don't get
into
my lashes.
I don't know.
You'd be like, yeah, three guys done busted on my face before.
Yo, if he asked how many guys, he's a cornball, I would leave.
I don't think guys be caring about the number no more. Like,
nah, they don't.
I don't think... Well, I used to think that was, like, so important to them.
Somebody said shit like, over there, so... And then, like, he fucked four girls before.
And then recently... and then, like, recently, it was like, I don't think guys... We can, I don't know.
So what if he was like, is this your first time, you know, doing something, and you don't really want to tell him? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever got fucked in the ass before? And you're like, yeah? You don't want to say that.
Why?
I mean, I haven't,
if you did it before, would you lie? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, would you make up the fact that you, and say, no, I never...
There's some things that, like, maybe you just don't want to tell. Like, do you think there's things in a relationship that it's okay to keep a secret?
It depends on y'all relationship. If y'all relationship built on, we keep it real with each other. Mm-hmm. We honest. We got good communication. And then it come out that you've been holding some secrets. Then that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. What if he'll never find out anyway?
Then did it really happen if he'll never find out? If
girl,
only you know.
Okay. We gonna men in black that men right now? Exactly. We gonna men in black that
but
right
now? But what
out.
If somebody tells on you? Like, what if you feel like he'll never know something and then somebody comes out and be like, you didn't know?
You better deny
it. Oh, yeah, she used to get bust on her face every night.
Like, you know, I'm a super paranoid person. Well, like, not with stuff like that, but I'm saying.
Not that part.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. And then, like, when you're an artist, it's like some stuff could be in the public. You never know. So you kind of just try not to lie. Not to just talk about it.
You got to be real.
Well, how soon do you tell somebody stuff? Like, let's say you start dating somebody. You like him. He's like, have you ever dated somebody in the industry? Would you feel like, okay, I got to tell him now? Or are you like, look, it's too early for us to discuss that?
Oh, yeah. See, you could not lie. Like, saying it's too early,
you can give
not...
a little bit without giving it all.
Yeah.
And then you're not really lying, but you're not just telling every single detail.
And then I'm real, like, blunt. Like, if I don't want to answer something, or I feel like, you making me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you're real
why
nosy
are you
right
asking
now.
That?
I'll be like, is this an interview? I don't, like, did I
am
something?
I being...
Like, what Angela does it matter? Yeah. No. Gigi, you feel like you had to tell, like, all your business?
Not all of my business, but there were certain things in the beginning that I felt like I had to tell because I didn't want somebody else to tell him and him to feel away.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am.
Right? But that wasn't every single thing. And it kind of backfired and you were there. Mm-hmm. Because I told him about a certain somebody that I assumed he knew because of the industry. Mm-hmm. And he knew of the person, of course, because everybody knows of the person. But... They didn't know each other on a personal level. Mm. So in hindsight, I could have left that out.
But he might have found out later.
Oh, he would have found out that day of the incident.
Yeah.
Clearly.
See, but that's not fair because you don't know when you should say something. Because say it's something you really don't want a motherfucker to know, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're like,
something you're ashamed of.
Yeah, something you're ashamed of. And then you tell him because you have to. You feel like the person around he had no idea.
My thing is, if you're into me, you like, don't come judging me. Don't come judging me. It's like, if you gonna rock with me, you gonna rock with me.
Right.
If you're not, you're not.
Especially like, if you asking. If you ask me something and I tell you, okay, well, I've
like
done
respect
it.
My, like, respect
the nut on your face thing. Somebody nut on your face before? Yeah, the nut on my face. Oh, you let a nigga nut on your face? You asked me.
You don't feel like they'll be cool after?
Don't judge me for letting a nigga nut on my face when you just asked me and I'm about to let you nut on my face? Like, come on.
You don't think they'd be cool at first and then throw that shit back
that's
in your face?
And you letting all these niggas nut on your face.
You'll be having a whole other argument. Right. You'll be arguing about something.
And that's then how you let them nut on your face. You'll be like, damn, what they got to do with the people being cool?
You'll be arguing about milk.
Right. But see, that's why I be kind of hesitant.
Milk, you let them nut on your face. face.
Speaking of milk, you know what else looks milky? No, but I think that's why we are hesitant with being open with people nowadays, because one, shit don't last. Let's keep it real. Like, people get married and the shit be over in months. So now you thinking, oh, I'm letting this person in because this is somebody that's really close. But the fact of the matter is they could run and tell your whole fucking business.
That's what my mom, like, that's what my mom, she be like.
Don't tell your
don't
business.
Open up. Don't,
yeah, do that.
Don't open up because people like will use it against you.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever gone through your phone? That's a yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I feel you like have, somebody...
She goes through
phone. Have I gone through phone?
No, I'm saying somebody's gone through your phone.
I done went through a phone.
Yeah.
L'Oreal said she... I already told you, disclaimer, I'm crazy. Don't date me.
And you know what? You don't seem so much like you would
listen,
be.
Listen,
like,
and that be the ones.
But I'm so chill, though. But I'm a crazy chill. I'm a crazy chill, but my intuition is really good. So, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, real divine like that. Like, I'll just be like, you know, I'm feeling away. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm going through your phone. But they give me the codes, though, because that's how chill I am.
Damn. Why would they give you the code?
But then I kind of broke that trust, and when I went through that phone.
No more codes.
You wish you wouldn't have did it?
No, I'm happy I did.
Because you know the truth.
He didn't delete his
shit. It's better to know. I feel like it's better to know.
Yeah.
To be left in the dark and looking fucking stupid forever.
Well, has a guy gone through your phone?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like maybe...
But he never told you.
He never told me what he saw.
He just knew shit.
He was acting weird all day. I don't know what he saw. He was acting weird. And then I'm like, yo. And he was just like, you lied to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, about what? He was like, it's in the past, though. So it's I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you admit it? Why did he just ask you?
I don't know.
Dudes are so corny. They will go through some shit. My ex went through my email and seen some shit from like 5 years ago before I was with him. I'm like, how'd you even get in?
That's what I feel like. I feel like my stuff was real old.
Yeah, it was real old.
You had time today.
Nigga, how you get all the way back to 2015 out this motherfucker? I don't even know you.
That's what I think. Mine was like, it was in the past. Yeah. So. Like,
what could he say, right? Yeah, and he should have been going through your shit. Okay, let's say your man had like, some shit, like a journal, kind of, where he wrote shit down.
A journal?
Let's just say, you know.
Okay.
You know, maybe one day he's planning to write a book, so he has a journal.
Okay. Memoir.
Would you go through it if you were left alone in the house and you had some questions in your head about, you know.
Dang, see now.
Remember the episode of Sex and the City when Carrie ran through the guy's whole apartment?
And he caught her.
And then she had the box and he caught her trying to open the box. And then we opened the box, it was baseball cards and shit.
Oh, embarrassing. Wow. So let's just say it's just there and you're like, shit.
Dang. I try to respect people's privacy, but it depends. If my intuition is telling me to read, then I gotta follow my intuition and read. I don't know, but I try to respect the space.
What if you read something that was like, so...
Or... What though? Let me not cut you off. This is about to get good.
Yeah.
Let's just say you read something like Insecure when he's like, I let this guy suck my dick one time. I didn't really like it, so I know I'm not gay.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
He fucked me in my ass only one time. So I know I'm not gay.
It don't gotta be that hard. Not that much.
So it didn't count.
I'll pull out my phone.
911.
Because really, if you think about it, how do you know that you're not gay unless you try something and don't like it?
Because you don't try it.
You're not attracted to men. And you're not
that's
even...
too far.
That's not something that you want
to
try.
So you got to try it in order to know
like,
you're not?
It's like, I shouldn't be learning that from
that's
your journal.
You food. Yeah.
He should tell you.
I don't like snail. Yeah, like, I don't eat that.
Yeah.
I don't like
and you would be okay if he told you.
I didn't say I would be okay, but I said he should tell me.
That's a hard conversation.
You got to
like,
watch
you know,
that.
Somebody suck my dick. A man.
Right. I didn't really like it.
Or what if they... I think it would be worse if he'd be like, you know, I sucked a man dick before.
Oh, God. That's different. That's aggressive.
Oh,
my
God.
Are you in jail?
Take this. Yeah, get some dick suckers away from me. Oh, my God.
What if it... And it was someone you knew, too.
Oh, this story is getting like...
You're making it even worse.
I feel
worse.
Like I'm getting swore.
Sorry. Okay,
yeah, this is like... That's some betrayal, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, you betrayed me.
But then you betrayed him by going through his diary. His journal.
So we just two betraying.
Two betraying.
Never gonna work.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
I used to go through people, like, if I fucked with the guy and I was at his house, like, I used to, like, go through his shit, like, let me make. Nice but sleep. When I got older, I'm like, the fuck
why am
I
doing?
Going through
yeah, I'm not.
Shit.
I only did it, I think I had a reason to.
Right. That's when you suspect something and they keep lying and not telling you the truth and you're like, okay, I gotta find out.
Yeah.
Ooh, my ex-boyfriend, I went through his shit one day and his ex-girlfriend before me had a whole entire, like, I don't know if she thought she was a writer. It was terrible. But she had like a whole thing, like a story that she had written about him and his cheating and all that stuff.
What?
It was, yeah, she I was read it.
Why did he keep that?
I don't know. It was in his closet in a box.
That we ain't shit because you going through boxes in the closet. Like, I used to do that.
Sex yeah, yeah, no, I used yeah. to. She went through his whole apartment.
You'd be bored in the house.
Yeah, you like, ah, oh, I'm not doing
she
shit.
She's like, he's so perfect. I got to fuck is in this closet.
What if you found sex toys? Like dildos and shit. Oh and your God. Nigga.
Well, he could have been using it with on a girl. You use sex toys, Brianna?
What? What my favorite thing to say all day? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What
I don't do sex toys. They have or done. I don't. That's not my thing.
That's not your thing.
I dated a guy once that was into sex toys.
Oh,
like
you?
He was. Yeah, he was into like bondage and
gagging
like 50 Shades? And nipple clamps mm-hmm. and blindfolds and cock rings.
Did you enjoy it?
The nipple clamps hurt like shit, but that y'all know I'll try anything.
It hurts me just thinking of it.
I can't imagine that.
And he put that shit on me. I was like, And you know, from getting my breasts done, my nipples are way more sensitive than they've ever been before, you know, prior to. Uh-huh. So, child, I felt like somebody was trying to rip them off.
Gigi, what you look like when you did? No, don't cover your face. That was the funniest part.
What if, so, Brianna, you don't use sex toys ever?
What do you mean?
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's a song for her.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah. I'll tell you on Fortune Cookies.
What do you mean?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Hey. What do you mean?
Hey. What are you saying? Huh?
What do you mean?
She always asks me these questions. Crazy questions.
Well, always. I mean, not anymore because you're an adult now, so it's not so crazy.
Yeah.
So you do like toys.
What do you mean?
Everybody like a little something here and there.
No,
what about by yourself, like a vibrator?
I think the real thing is always
agreed.
Better.
But if it's not available,
it's like,
what do you
be
mean?
Available.
What if you're not available, what do you mean?
Why wouldn't he be available? What do you mean?
Be available for me.
Well, listen, Brianna Perry has an album, Fortune Cookie. She's got a lot of things to do. So we appreciate you for stopping by. Lip
Thank
service.
You, ladies. This bed. Is really good. In the bed.
In the bed.
Fortune Cookie in the bed.
Hold on. I'm going to give you all one more fortune. And we're going to add in bed to the end of it.
It probably has achievements in it. Every time I open up a fortune cookie, it says like achievements. Your achievements will be successfully granted
in bed.
In the bed.
In the bed.
Oh, in bed.
In bed.
Let's find one. Let's find one. Okay. Fortune Cookie quotes.
An open She's door equals one. Open legs She's in the bed. One.
An open door equals open legs. Where did you get that from? Oh no, you don't want that one.
That's a hook.
A friend is a present you give yourself
in bed.
In bed.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Use the vibrator
because you know what? Whoever you're with should be your best friend.
She'll be your friend.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think so.
What if it's a vibrator?
Then that's your best friend.
Crazy.
Angela, find the other fortune. Come on.
I'm looking for some.
She's trying to find a good one.
Yeah, because
it got to be good.
In bed.
In bed.
Someone is looking up to you. Don't let that person down.
In bed.
That's a good one.
Don't you think sometimes when you're in bed, you got to like go all out because you don't want to feel like they're going to say you whack?
Oh, like the first, like when
the first time. Around. You know, they always say that women hold back the first time and men do all their tricks.
I agree.
You gotta show out.
Men go all out, and we be like, I don't want to do too much because I don't.
He gonna think you a hoe.
We gotta
not
say
even that. He might not
time.
Be worth all of that at first.
That's okay. Kind
of and you gotta guy. Say something. You be like, I'm gonna suck his dick, but not till he come.
Nah, I'm not sucking your dick. Like that's not for everybody. You can't just be out here sucking everybody's dick.
I'm gonna ride him, but I'm not gonna do reverse yet.
I ain't gonna get don't up on these feet that? Yet.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You can't do everything.
I'm gonna just lick the head.
Right.
I'm not gonna deep throat.
Like, I'm gonna do doggy style, but I'm gonna lay flat with my legs together yet.
Ain't no throwing the back. Not yet.
You ain't getting all that. I'll act like I can't take that shit.
Hey, y'all are silly.
Never had anything like this before.
In bed.
It's only my first time.
Well, Brianna Perry, thank you so much for coming. She's a virgin still, so there's a lot of things she couldn't really get into.
Yes.
Kiki's like, bitch, nah.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
Kiki said, y'all got jokes.
None.
Do you tell your mom stuff like that? Like, about sex? Do you ask her about sex or talk about
it? I don't ask her about sex, but I've I've talked about. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've like talked about sexual encounters with my mom before.
Yeah,
for real, I don't. Yeah. I always, and we talk about it because a lot of people come and say that they do. Me and
my mom is weird. And then like after the fact, I'll be like, damn, did I go too far? Like, yeah. I said that. And then I'll be like, oh, well, I did.
No, it was great that y'all had a relationship.
Yeah, that's give you, dope. Like good advice.
Now that's what I can say. She don't. It'll be like,
girl, you better throw it back on him.
Yeah, right. She's not. She'll listen and she'll say little stuff, but she ain't giving me tips. She ain't, I think, really. She would be hard to stomach a little bit. Still,
she ain't, that's how tips. I. Right.
She ain't giving me.
Like, all right, we cool and all, but you're still my daughter. Okay.
Yeah. It's like that line.
I might get my nieces a beating if they come to me and be like, well, you know, but auntie,
you should. Know, they should be allowed to talk.
Yeah, like feeling comfortable.
My nieces are like that with me. They come to me. I talk to my nieces a lot.
Don't come to me.
For real, I like that because it's like make.
But see, my nieces are grown.
They think they grown
are
too.
Still teenagers.
Yeah,
like
comfortable. I'm disgusted. Mm-hmm. So where if something's going on, I could come talk to you versus like going to an outside person.
Yeah, you should want to talk to you.
Yeah, but no, because I really don't.
They're grown.
Even, they're teenagers still.
When did you lose your virginity?
Does not matter.
Exactly. And don't you wish you had somebody to talk to about certain things?
I had my whole ass friends. That's why I wasn't a
virgin
no more.
You don't want your nieces talking to their whole ass friends.
Yeah, okay. True.
Now I talk to my whole ass friends all the time.
That's right. And we proud of it. Whole Hall of Fame right here, baby.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas time.
Fortune cookie.
Yes, here fortune cookie. I'm
get
so
that,
excited.
Get that up, Brianna Perry. Y'all going to have so much fun with it. Gigi heard it before us, unfortunately.
Yeah, Gigi got a first listen.
I got a little taste of the fortune cookie.
Oh, shit.
Wait, tell us that.
Oh, now this makes sense now.
I can't with them.
Why you didn't come out and say this earlier?
Oh, hush.
Brianna Perry, thank you so much. Bye, y'all.
Lip service.